Simon & Schuster Audio presents Barnstormers, Tales of the Travelin' Nine, Game One by Phil Bildner and Lauren Long. Read by Josh Hamilton.
Prologue, overlooking a field in Cincinnati. Griffith cradled the baseball in the palm of his hand and slowly ran his finger over its loosened stitching. The ball was worn and tattered, and Griffith wondered what still held it together. One thing was certain, it didn't look like the balls the players were warming up with down on the field. But Griffith knew this baseball. During the war, his father had carried it with him wherever he went. Now, standing beneath a great oak on the hill beyond the right garden foul line, or right field. The outfield was once known as the garden, so left field was referred to as left garden, and center field was called center garden. Griffith held the baseball low so that the players couldn't see it. Only his brother and sister next to him could. The baseball was theirs, and theirs alone. No one else needed to know they had it. "You ready?" Griffith asked his sister. Ruby nodded and wiped her brow. There wasn't a breeze to be found on that steamy and still August afternoon. The trees' long arms shaded and protected them from the blazing sunshine, yet some of the rays still filtered through and glistened in Ruby's auburn hair. She stole a look over her shoulder. Professor Lance was playing first base. Tails was readying at second sack, or base, or bag, as in first sack or third bag. And Woody was standing in right garden. None of the players had the least idea what the children were up to. She looked back at her older brother. He smiled.